Texte numéro 64. Motivated by a tax, Irish spurn plastic bags. Dublin. There is something missing from this otherwise typical bustling cityscape. There are taxis and buses. There are hip bars and pollution. Every other person is talking into a cell phone. But there are no plastic shopping bags, the ubiquitous symbol of urban life. In 2002, Ireland passed a tax on plastic bags. Customers who want them must now pay 33 cents per bag at the register. There was an advertising awareness campaign. Within weeks, plastic bag use dropped 94%. Within a year, nearly everyone had bought reusable cloth bags, keeping them in offices and in the back of cars. Plastic bags were not outlawed, but carrying them became socially unacceptable, on a par with wearing a fur coat or not cleaning after one's dog. Drowning in a sea of plastic bags, countries from China to Australia, cities from San Francisco to New York, adopted a flurry of laws and regulations to address the problem, so far with mixed success. But in the parking lot of a Super Quinn market, Ireland's largest grocery chain, it is clear that the country is well into the post-plastic bag era. "I used to get half a dozen with every shop. Now I'd never ever buy one," said Cathal McKeown, 40, a civil servant carrying two large black cloth bags bearing the bright green Super Quinn motto. "If I forgot these, I would just take the cart of groceries and put them loose in the boot of the car, rather than buy a bag." In January, almost 42 billion plastic bags were used worldwide, according to reusablebags.com. The figure increases by more than 500,000 bags every minute. A vast majority are not reused, ending up as waste, in landfills or as litter. Because plastic bags are light and compressible, they constitute only 2% of landfill. But since most are not biodegradable, they will remain there. In many countries, efforts to tax plastic bags have failed because of heated opposition from manufacturers, as well as from merchants who have said that a tax would be bad for business. But there were no plastic bag makers in Ireland. Most bags came from China. And a forceful environment minister gave reluctant shopkeepers little wiggle room, making it illegal for them to pay for the bags on behalf of customers. The government collects the tax, which finances environmental enforcement and clean-up programs. Another advantage is that almost all markets are part of chains that are highly computerized, with cash registers that already collect a national sales tax. So adding the bag tax involved a minimum of reprogramming, and there was little room for evasion. Adapted from the New York Times, February 2008.